VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump is praising his chief White House lawyer, whom he says will be leaving his job this fall. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president himself broke the news, tweeting that Don McGahn would be moving on, hopefully right after the Senate approves Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
A lot of affection for Don.
Whom he calls a really good guy. The special counsel's team conducted extensive interviews with McGahn. The president says he signed off on the lawyer showing up and isn't worried about what McGahn might have told Bob Mueller's investigators.
We do everything straight. We do everything by the book.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump on Wednesday warned that the United States could at any time restart joint military exercises with South Korea and Japan if progress stalls on North Korean denuclearization, and warned that they will be far bigger than ever before. Mr. Trump issued the White House statement Wednesday evening on Twitter, blaming China for difficulties in the U.S.-North Korea relationship. The United States has expressed growing concern over a pending assault by Russian-backed pro-government forces in Syria on the last remaining major rebel stronghold in northwest Idlib province. Heather Nauert is a U.S. Department spokesperson.
We have shared the concerns that we have about any potential offensive taking place. We've shared those concerns with the Russian government at many levels, from Secretary Pompeo to his counterpart to Chairman Dunford, also to Secretary Mattis, National Security Advisor Bolton, and others. So we've made our position on that very clear.
There are an estimated 700,000 more Syrians who could be made homeless as a result of the anticipated assault. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader has told the nation's president and cabinet to work day and night to resolve economic problems that have put President Hassan Rouhani under unprecedented political pressure. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also issued the instruction on Wednesday meeting with President Rouhani in the cabinet, according to Khamenei's website. It quoted him as saying that economic officials must work tirelessly day and night in line with policies of the economy of resistance, which entail empowering domestic production. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar is expected to sign a final peace deal with President Salva Kiir's government Thursday to end the five-year civil war there after first refusing to do so. Machar's SPLMN opposition and mediators for Kiir have held several weeks of talks to finalize a comprehensive peace deal to end the conflict, which has killed tens of thousands of people and left more than 4 million displaced from their homes. Earlier, Machar and the South Sudan Opposition Alliance said that they refused to sign the draft because it had not spelled out the number of states South Sudan will have at their boundaries. It is unclear whether the other opposition groups will sign on the deal. Memorial services for U.S. Senator John McCain will continue this week after kicking off in Arizona, the state he represented. As AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports, a common theme emerged among those paying their respects.
Thousands of people braved the 100-plus summer heat in Phoenix for a chance to view Senator John McCain's flag-draped casket in the rotunda of the Arizona State Capitol. Many talking about how much they admired and respected the 81-year-old.
Duty, honor, and country, he represented all of that.
And it didn't matter where you came from, what party you were affiliated with.
I wasn't always about the politics that he did, but I loved the man.
McCain represented the people of Arizona first as a congressman in the early 1980s, then as a senator up until his death last Saturday of brain cancer. I'm Tim McGuire.
Chelsea Manning, the former U.S. soldier who transferred classified information to WikiLeaks, may be banned from entering Australia for an upcoming speaking tour. Manning is scheduled to speak in three Australian cities before traveling to New Zealand for speaking engagement, but the country's center-right opposition National Party is demanding she be denied entry. In addition, under Australian law, all non-citizens can be barred from entering the country if they fail to meet the criteria to pass a character test. Manning, a former Army intelligence analyst, was sentenced to 35 years in prison in 2013 for releasing more than 700,000 secret military documents. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.